Hello.
Is this John?
It is.
Hey, it's Justin Reed. How are you?
Hi, Justin. I'm good.
You ready for our interview?
Sure. Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, we'll just get right on it then. First off, it's been a whole year since we got to visit with each other. You were still dancing with those stars last time we talked.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
hard to believe that's been a year.
Oh, that's kind of what I was just thinking. Have you rested up from that yet?
Well, my left foot still hurts. my gosh.
Some great memories,
some great memories. Yeah, they're terrific. It seems so odd because it was so all-encompassing last year that I haven't had the opportunity to watch a single episode this year.
Really?
I mean, it just took over my whole life last year, and now it's like, oh, is that on Monday?
Yeah.
Shoot, I missed it. I don't know who's doing well. I don't know if Emma's still in the running or what's going on.
Well, that's okay. I haven't caught it this season either.
Well, there you go. You and me. Shame on us.
Well, because you're not in it, so, you know.
I know, right? Well, that's why I don't watch. What's your excuse? No, hey, it's been a great year, though. We've got so much done. More music, and, of course, Christmas Cars is just tearing up the airwaves right now.
Yeah, that's what I was just kind of looking over this email, and I like that it features the General Lee.
Well, of course, intact as well.
Which is amazing in and of itself.
Well, you know, it's an independent movie, and there isn't anybody to tell us what to do. So, you know, we do what we want. We tell the story like we see the story. And what I've tried to do with Christmas Cars is revisit quite possibly the greatest family television show of all time, and give people that same feeling.
Now, was it easy for you to write and direct and be in it? Was it difficult for you to do all three things?
Oh, no. It's actually easier. You know, you write. You write by yourself. You write before you do the movie. Then when it's time to direct a movie, it's great to know that the lead actor and the director have the same point of view.
Well, I didn't think about it that way, but you make a good point.
Yeah. So the director doesn't have to massage or try to convince the actor of how to play the scene. So personally, I think it's easier. I think it's actually much easier. And it was great fun. We had great cast in the show. Of course, we had Mindy Robinson, who's I did a movie with a couple of years ago called You're Gonna Miss Me, and that was a movie that Kix Brooks produced. And we got together to do this. We've got a great cast of young folk, because among other things, I play an automotive class teacher, you know, like shop instructor. And so all the kids in it are all high school age. And that was great fun because a couple of them didn't know what Dukes of Hazzard was.
So,
it's bound to happen occasionally, but not all that much. But that's where the great line, it was about a decade when Dukes wasn't on, and kids would come up to me and say, "You're not Doogie Howser." And I'd say, "Dukes of Hazzard." So we put that in, and that's become a favorite scene in the trailer. People are going, "Oh my God, this is the greatest thing!" Well, what they don't necessarily realize is that because that's real, that came out of my life.
But that, I think that's why it's so great, is because you didn't have to write it; it happened.
Yeah, I lived it. I lived it, and I tell you, I've saved the financial day, or had to try to save the financial day several times over the last 35 years by selling diecast General Lee's.
I can see that.
And that plays a big part in Christmas Cards. So as the first line of dialogue in it is Johnny Lee. He plays the balladeer. So he does what Waylon did so well in the television show.
Yes.
He says, "Now, a whole lot of what you're about to see is true. Some of it we had to make up so you'd believe it."
And yep. I can see
so
him saying that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's got that, you know, I've got a secret kind of sarcastic voice his tone of voice is so great.
So Christmas Cars comes out on the 29th of the month.
Comes out on the 29th of the month. We're calling that Orange Friday in honor of the Gentle Thief. Because, you know, enough Confederate monuments have been torn down. It's time to build one up again.
Exactly. And you've got my full support.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
But
I do.
Before Orange Friday, you've got a new autobiography coming out.
I know. It's called My Life, My Way. And a lot of Christmas cards came right out of that book. As I was writing notes in my phone for what would turn into My Life, My Way, Alicia says to me, "Well, you know, this is great. You know, let's make a movie." And I said, "What, a biography?" She said, no, just take a lot of this stuff, because nobody would believe all of this stuff could happen to the same person. So put all this down and we'll make a movie. We'll make a movie and centered around Christmas. So that's exactly what I did. So the whole bit about jumping the General Lee for the first time, which I do in Christmas Cars, is in the book. The whole bit about losing the studio, you know, because I've one of the things I wish I'd done when I was younger is take some sort of a business class, which I never did. So my business acumen is far from anything anybody would want to copy. So I did, in fact, lose the studio this last year. If you followed any of the news, so it was a wonderful and awful year, and all of that is in the book, and most of that is in Christmas Cars.
Now, what about the chapter Living with Johnny Cash? Did that also make it in the movie, or is that a
book?
Well,
that's in the book. That did not make it in the movie. That is in the book. That is in the book. I wish I could have figured out a way. You know, I guess I could have said, well, you know, as Johnny Cash once told me, don't be a name dropper. Johnny does not make it into the movie, but Johnny Lee does. And, you know, there you go. We've got country music royalty in there.
So if the 29th is Orange Friday, what's the 15th? Have you assigned a color for that Friday yet?
Well, it's My Life, My Way. I think we should gonna do really well. And it's the color of fresh. People are gonna get a fresh new look about what it's been like to be me all these decades. And some of it is so much fun you just can't believe it. And some of it is not.
And you know,
but honestly, most of it's fun. I've been there, and I remember most of it.
Well, I'm glad. Honestly, I'm glad that you're putting this out for people to read, so that way, when people have questions, you can say, "Oh, if you just turn to page 312 of my book."
That's right. Open your book to page 312, and yeah, because you know, a lot of people people have been asking me about, you know, did you really bring a six-pack of beer to the Dukes of Hazzard audition? Well, it's in the book. They said, did you really climb a fence and find somebody with a radio and talk your way into Smokey and the Bandit? Well, yes, and it's in the book. So all that stuff is in there. And it's so much fun. As I was writing it and telling the story, I kept thinking, how in the world did I have the gumption to do this at 16 years old?
Well, yeah.
You know, spending the day with Jackie Gleason on a set and talking about Mount Kisco, New York, where he lived as well. You know, he's from where I'm from. And that was like the glue that put this 16-year-old kid and this absolute legend together in a parking lot, just kind of shooting the breeze for a couple hours while he drank beer. It's in the book. Yeah. So I think people are really going to enjoy it, and it's written. It's written like I talk. So it's storytelling fashion. And by the time you're done with this book, I think you're gonna feel like you've been sitting there with me and talking over a pizza.
Well, that's why I'm excited to continue reading it, and then maybe one day we could actually sit down and enjoy pizza. Maybe.
I think that'd be great. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, hey, before I let you go, I just got to ask, one of my favorite songs of all time is I've Been Around Enough to Know.
Oh, my gosh. Bob McDill, Dickie Lee. Yep.
Because I just love Dickie Lee to begin with, and then I love your
music. Well, sure.
How did you get in contact with this song? Because I think it's a perfect fit for you.
Well, thank you. That was the last song they played me at, gosh, I don't remember who the publisher was. It might have been Acuff Rhodes. But when I first started in Nashville, I'd just come from working with CBS and Scotty Brothers out in California. Just signed with MCA. And I was making the rounds to all the music publishers, and they were playing me songs. And one after the other, they played me songs from this publishing house that I didn't like. I said, no. And I said, look, play me the song that is, I want real, absolute, solid, classic country. Play me the last song in the world you thought you would be pitching to me today.
Yeah.
You know, because people have a preconceived notion about this guy from television. So that's when they said, well, okay, and they pulled out I've Been Around Enough to Know. And I said, that's a great song. I want to record that song. So that was it. That was the story. The last song they played me and the last song they would have played me if I had not tabled it like that.
And you know, I think the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Well, see, I was thinking that'd be perfect. Next time you play that on stage, you say, I've been around enough to know. By the way, get my new book, My Life, My Way, because I've been around enough to know.
Right. Exactly. And, hey, turn to page 212. It's right there, folks.
Exactly.
Right? I love it.
So, John, if you want them to get your book, where would you want them to do that?
Well, you can go to johnschneiderstudios.com, and you can pre-order it right now. You can get it also. You can go to Amazon and pre-order if you want. We should have them available in the next couple of weeks, actual hard physical copies.
Perfect.
But if you want to pre-order to make, because we're only going to make so many, you know, we want to make sure that, what do they say? We want to make sure this dog will hunt.
Yes.
So we're only going to make so many. If you want to make sure you get one, then go ahead and pre-order it now at johnschneiderstudios.com, and you'll be sure and get one.
And if they want to see Christmas cars, what's the best way to follow that? Same website.
Same thing. Yep. And if you want to see the trailer, just go to YouTube and just put in Christmas cars, and the trailer will pop up. And then if you want to order it, there's a order form right there at the bottom on the description on the YouTube channel. But please subscribe; it's free. So if you go check out the YouTube channel, click that subscribe button so I know you're there.
Well, I definitely will, and I think everybody listening will as well. Thank you, John. Hey, enjoy the holiday season, and let's get together and enjoy that pizza soon.
You got it. Let's have a Christmas pizza.
Let's do it. Thank you, John.
All right, my friend. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.